Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. Lots going on. We got a busy, busy show. We are joined, first of all, by Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general for the state of Nevada, the co-chair of the Trump re-election campaign, and he joins us. Adam, always good to have you on. Great to have you on today.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
I know we were going to talk about a lot of things. There's some breaking news, obviously, that we've been dealing with in Minnesota, and I want to ask you, as the former chief law enforcement officer of the state of Nevada, what about your impressions of what happened, in particular in the last couple of nights when rioters/protesters took to the streets, the cops vacated, the fire department vacated, and they burned down the third precinct last night? What do you make of that, having watched some of the clips of that?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the actions of the officer have been uniformly condemned as being out of protocol and something that should not have happened. And you know, hopefully they get to the bottom of that as quickly as they can. To see now the reaction, which, you know, a nonviolent protest would, of course, be completely fine and a reasonable response from inside that community if they feel like their law enforcement is acting inappropriately. But, you know, going back a couple of years now, this was going on when I was AG, it does frustrate me that these things become opportunities to impugn all cops in all departments all across America. And what's always lost in these arguments is that law enforcement is local. And yeah, are there some jurisdictions that may not do the right thing? Of course. So go after those jurisdictions. Fix those jurisdictions. It really, really bothers me that it ends up being used as a referendum on all police departments across America. And so hopefully, you know, they get their act in order there in the Minneapolis PD. Or I guess it's the St. Paul PD. But now you have the media basically calling all of the actions are protests as opposed to riots. And you had the one commentator, forget it was CNN or MSNBC, is standing in front of a burning, fully engulfed police department. And he says, well, what you're seeing here is mostly nonviolent protest. And so, of course, that is completely wrong. And violence and burning things down simply can never be a solution to any problem that someone may feel they have with their government or our society.
I remember the former mayor of Baltimore saying we need to give people a place to destroy. And it seems as if that's what they did in Minnesota, where the police backed off, fire department left the scene, and it was anarchy.
Yeah, it's just frustrating, and you know, hopefully they get in there and they fix the situation. But I completely disagree that the solution is that you have to let a community burn down an entire city as a form of protest. That cannot be the way forward for us to resolve and debate issues that we all have with government and society.
You are also, Adam, as a former AG here in Nevada, you're also the co-chair of the Trump re-election campaign, and I thought the president's message was spot on, comforter-in-chief. He hit all the right notes in that statement that they released yesterday.
Well, you know, it's these are always tough situations, and again, let's hope both the local jurisdiction, the local leaders, and the governor of that state, they get on this, and they get on this quickly.
Let me just ask you, as a former attorney general, you know what the boundaries are. What is there the president can do to help in restoring order in Minneapolis and Phoenix and Los Angeles and all these other cities where rioters have taken to the streets?
You know, I don't want to get out in front of this. You know, it's such a fast-moving train. I do believe these things need to be handled at the local level. And, you don't have just the local jurisdiction. You have surrounding jurisdictions. You have a governor that has his own National Guard. And I'm sure that the federal authorities are willing to lend a hand if that's requested and needed. But it really does need to be dealt with locally and in the state of Minnesota. Because if you start imposing anything from the federal level, then you just don't know what you're going to end up getting.
I want to ask you about something that I've wanted to ask you for a while, and that is this whole notion of ballot harvesting. The Republican National Committee, the state Republican Party, they're all demanding an investigation into what's going on and what Democrats are trying to do via the so-called mail-in ballot. You've been following this. Your impressions of first what's gone on before the notion of the mail-in ballot. It shouldn't help one party or another, but yet it looks like the Democrats are trying to use it to their advantage. Are they right or are they wrong?
Yeah, let me just start with that this is something that I am fighting. You know, we've started a campaign, and people can, if they want to help us, they can go to protectmyvotenevada.com. This is something that, unfortunately, the media, typically, when you have voter fraud issues of any type, they just downplay it. And I think that we're fortunate in this situation that there were videos that showed all of these ballots stacked up in these apartment buildings and in trash cans. Without that, perhaps our concerns would have been ignored, but you can't ignore your eyes and what you see. Of course, there's been veteran postal workers that have said they've never seen anything like this with so many ballots all over the place. And so this is incredibly concerning. Mail-in balloting, and I should draw the distinction because we have some liberal media people that keep trying to paper over this distinction. Absentee ballots, yes, that's a mail-in type ballot, something that we have done in this state and we have experience with. But that type of voting, of voters requesting a ballot, I can't vote for some reason in person, please mail me a ballot, I'm going to be an absentee voter for this election cycle. What is happening in Nevada this year for the first time ever is a all-mail-in election where all voters are getting ballots in the mail. And so that alone, for me, was concerning whether we could do that safely and correctly, whether we have the experience, whether we have the enough checks in the system to be able to do that right. Okay? Now, let's move to what happened in Clark County after we switched to mail-in balloting. The Democrat groups who have unlimited money for lawsuits in these voter election matters, they came in and they sued, and they asked for this giant wish list of things that they want in mail-in ballot elections, which include ballot harvesting, which include mailing all inactive voters. And what happened was they essentially settled with themselves. They found a Democrat county to say, fine, we're going to give you X pieces of your wish list if you will drop your preliminary injunction. I will note the lawsuit carries on, but they dropped this injunctive relief part of their lawsuit. So what did they get? 200,000 inactive voters were mailed ballots in Clark County. 200,000 ballots went out. And the registrar himself said that, you know, he doesn't like mailing inactive voters. There's a reason these people are put on the inactive rolls. It's because the post office, after many attempts, had told the registrar, these people don't live here anymore. So it's just mystifying that we would be mailing ballots to boxes where we know with almost 100% certainty that they do not live there. Yet, that's what happened. And that's why you have all these ballots laying all over Clark County.
Adam, if folks want to know more, if they want to help you, how can they do it?
We have all the information on Protect My Vote Nevada. We've got all the presidents that are complaining, the Ronna McDaniel's been complaining. Obviously, I've been complaining. We've got the videos. We have all the language of why this is dangerous for our state. We ask you to help our campaign. We ask you to spread the word. And also, you can contact the Secretary of State, and you can contact the registrar if you feel like you've seen fraud. We have information on our website on how to do that as well.
Adam, always good. Thanks so much, my friend. We will talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
That's Adam. Adam Laxalt, former Attorney General, State of Nevada. Stick around. More to do live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a health care program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Joining us, Jim Small, candidate for the Assembly, District 2, and he joins us. And I know in your race, you've got other Republicans running against you. One of the issues is who's the conservative, the real conservative in this race? You've got some street cred when it comes to being a conservative. Can you talk a little bit about this race and your conservative credentials?
Sure, Kevin, I'd be happy to. Everyone claims they're conservative when they're running, and then, of course, after they're elected, they somehow forget that they said they were conservative earlier. I think it's important to know a person's background, know what groups they belong to, what groups they are active in, what groups they've donated to. And that really kind of demonstrates whether you're a conservative or not, and that you're walking the walk and not just talking it. For example, I'm a member of Judicial Watch. I'm a member of the Heritage Foundation. I'm a significant contributor to the state group Nevadans Can, the group that is trying to stop enjoying the red flag law. I'm a life member of the NRA, member of the Nevada Firearms Coalition, and a significant contributor to conservative candidates and causes forever. Forever, for the last 20 years anyway. So I think it's good to be able to check a person out and check their history. The Secretary of State's office will show who has donated to what groups and what candidates. And if someone hasn't donated to a single Republican candidate prior to running for office, I don't know how much of a conservative they really are. So I think it's important to do that. It's a meaningful way to determine whether someone's really walking the walk or whether they're just blowing smoke.
Jim Small joining us. He's running in Assembly District 2. It's the old John Hambrick district, but where is it for folks around the state that may not know? Where is it, and what's the makeup of the district?
Assembly District 2 is on the far west end of the valley. 215 runs north and south through the district. East-west major routes are Sahara and Charleston. The eastern edge is Fort Apache Rampart. Much of the southern edge is Desert Inn. The northern edge is the Summerlin Parkway and then goes out to the mountains. That sounds like a nice normal shape, but districts are never normally shaped. That gives you an idea kind of what the district is like geographically. Now, we are one of the few Republican plurality districts in the state. That's why we have five Republicans running in this primary, because they see an open seat, they see an opportunity. And assuming the Republican nominee is not faced with further catastrophic events like a worsening of the pandemic, it's likely that the Republican nominee will be the next assembly person from Assembly District 2. We're fortunate that way.
Just in following the race, there is one candidate that looks like he's trying to buy. Looks like they're trying to buy the seat. Can you talk a little bit about money and maybe being outspent in this race?
The reality is that money is a necessary part of campaigning. Each of the candidates, the major candidates in the 82 race, are contributing significant funds of their own towards the campaign. There are some who are receiving monies from PAC groups, special interest groups, and it's pretty significant. I would imagine in this campaign, if my recollection of the contribution expense report reporting is correct, this race will be one of the most expensive assembly races in the state. It'll be the expense cost for the Republican primary alone will be well in excess of $200,000. We will be putting in about $60,000 of that. About $40,000 of the $60,000 will be personal funds, $20,000 contributions from individuals who assisted us. That $20,000 figure is pretty much at the top end of the contributions that the other candidates have had, aside from PACs and their personal contributions. It's expensive to run for office. It's not like we're getting rich running for assembly. Certainly not. It costs considerably more to run than one would ever make than running for office.
Hey, Jim, let me just ask you in a final 90 seconds, how do you run a campaign in the midst of a pandemic and stay-at-home orders and everything? How have you run this race?
All right. We were, of course, like everyone, short-circuited when we had to no longer go out. I think many of the major candidates went to, and I certainly did the same thing, went to virtual meetings, virtual meet and greets, virtual town halls, where you invited people via phone or mail to join you with a Zoom call or a Skype call. And a number of people participated that way, and that was at least an option. Telephone calls have gone up. The dreaded robocall has been necessary. And it's been a tough race for everyone. I do believe, though, Kevin, that the race is pretty much over now. I think we have probably three-quarters of the likely primary voters have already voted. They submitted their ballots. There'll be some that are still holding onto the ballots, but it looks like it's most of the people who are intending to vote have already dropped their ballots in the mail.
If folks want to help you in these final days, if there's something you need, where can they go? And I've only got about 25 seconds.
Okay. The website is Jim, the number 4, Nevada, spelled out .com, jimfornevada.com. Facebook page, Jim Small for Assembly 2. Last but not least, remember the slogan, think big, vote small.
I just love that. I still love that. Jim, thanks so much, man. Good luck, and we'll talk soon.
Bye-bye, Kevin.
That's Jim Small running for Assembly in District 2. And that's going to be one expensive campaign. Wow. Coming up. You know, we always talk about small businesses making a difference across the state of Nevada. We got one. It's coming up. If you buy insurance, you're gonna want to listen up, because you may be able to save yourself a whole bunch of money. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now. Some folks are born, silver spoon in hand. Lord knows they help themselves, dog. But when the tax man comes to the door, Lord, the house look like a rummage sale. Yeah. It ain't me. It ain't me.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground in afternoon trading as investors are concerned about worsening relations between the U.S. and China. Among the gainers, tech companies, while banks and industrials are among the laggards. And consumers cutting back on their spending in April, consumer spending plunging by a record-shattering 13.6% as the coronavirus shuttered businesses and forced millions of layoffs. However, stimulus payments and unemployment benefits helped personal incomes to rise 10.5%. And the coronavirus outbreak has Americans hoarding more money than ever. The personal savings rate hitting a historic 33% in April, according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. This rate is by far the highest since the department started tracking data back in the 1960s. April's mark is up from nearly 13% in March. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. After three nights of violent protests in Minneapolis over the death of an unarmed black man during an arrest, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says,
"We have to restore order to our society before we can start addressing the issues."
He says he expects that justice for the officers involved in George Floyd's death will be swift and fair. There have been protests in more cities around the country. The mother of a woman shot and killed by police in her own apartment in March in Louisville, Kentucky, is calling for calm. At least seven people are shot and wounded during protests over Breonna Taylor's death. Mayor Greg Fisher:
"What we have seen over the past several hours and the past couple of nights in terms of looting is unacceptable. Our communities cannot and will not tolerate it."
America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of it stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
I noticed that the Democrats were very critical of the government. And fine, okay, whatever. But their solutions were more government. But government is not working at all. And look, I understand that the state unemployment systems got overwhelmed. But 36 million people who have filed for unemployment, 16 million of them have yet to see a dime.
Amazing.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America is listening to Fox News.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Friday. It is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. We continue our series of small businesses across the state of Nevada who, during the pandemic, stayed open and continued to serve their customers. Jill Lovino joining us from Castle Insurance Group. And Jill, I know a lot of you folks were working from home over the course of a couple of months, but Am I right? You're back in the office?
We are back in our office. Yay. It's great.
That is great. Now, tell me what it was like with everybody kind of spread out back at home, working by phone and by fax and by email. Did it make life a little more difficult for your business?
It just a few obstacles, yes, I can say. But, boy, we sure have a great team, and we all pulled together. We'd be on the phone. We'd be texting each other. We were able to make it work. We had everything we needed at home to give everybody what they need. So it was a seamless transition. Got used to it, but it sure is nice being back in the office.
I agree. Jill Levino joining us from Castle Insurance Group. They are a brokerage. They're not an insurance company. They're not like Progressive or any of that, the ones you see on TV, although they will sell you a policy with those companies. Can you talk a little bit about the difference between a brokerage being an insurance broker versus somebody that works for Hartford, Progressive, Geico,
right?
Any of those?
Absolutely. When you're working with just one insurance company, basically, when you're giving them quotes or prices or trying to work with the coverages that they need, you're pretty much stuck with what their pricing offers. Brokerage, we deal with several different insurance carriers, and some specialize in certain things. Some are elite. Some specialize in, like, lower-valued homes. We throw it into a big pool, say, and they get mixed up, and what comes out for the best price and the best coverage for that person is that carrier. And we have a really long list of reputable carriers for insurance. So we just try to suit the need for the customer, and they have a lot more options than just one specific carrier.
And I know firsthand how you can take information. A phone call with me was about 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden I had quotes on renters and other insurance products that I use. Can you talk a little bit about how that works? What kind of information do you need? And tell me how it works.
Certainly. We need basics, just your name, address, driver's license number, date of birth. Sometimes we'll require a VIN number, and a lot of the time we can get that from the database. It's just very basic information, and we put that through, and it registers through the person, through the car, and insurance does the rest. It's very simple. It really only can be a 5-minute call sometimes.
Jill Levino joining us from Castle Insurance Group. I've been seeing where a lot of the national insurance companies are offering, I don't even know what you guys call it in the industry, but what I would call kind of a rebate because of the COVID-19.
Right. Many carriers are offering the relief refunds right now. Some are doing a flat rate. Some are doing a percentage. Right now, we encourage people to check with their current carriers to see if they're getting that. A lot of our carriers that we're riding with right now, it pops right up on our screen. They will be offered a 20% or 15% rebate for the month of May. Boom, boom, boom. It starts right away when we get the policies written.
Wow. Now talk about some of the companies that we're talking about, and my understanding is, every month or so you're adding new companies to your list. Can you talk, and these are name brand companies. These are ones that you see on TV all the time.
Oh, all the time. Yeah. We deal with Travelers, Nationwide, Progressive, Hartford, Safeco, whole bunch. We have right now obtained a couple really, really neat homes, companies for homes. They specialize in older homes, manufactured homes, mobile homes, or homes that are hard to write. For instance, say you have a problem with your roof. A lot of carriers won't write that until you get it repaired. This carrier that we have right now is fantastic. They will write that policy. They'll just exclude the roof until you can get it fixed. So you've got your homeowner's protection, and you don't have to worry about paying an arm and a leg. We have another one we just got, and it's very brand new, and we are constantly lower with our pricing. And just yesterday, I think we quoted one that was about a third of the cost of what they were paying for their homeowner insurance.
Wow.
So it's fun.
A third?
We were surprised and whooping it up around the office. Very happy because we're striving to get the best cost and coverage for everybody. And your listeners are fantastic, by the way. I myself have been able to help a few of them this week. I had one gentleman in here this morning, as a matter of fact.
So. Oh, that is
awesome.
That is so cool. You know, the one thing I love about Castle Insurance Group, and from my personal experience, is you folks make it a point to educate your clients on coverage, because not every person that walks through the door has the same needs, the same family situation, the same number of kids, for instance. Can you talk a little bit about the education process that you folks go through with clients and prospective clients?
Absolutely, especially on your auto insurance. So a lot of people are not aware that the coverages that they need. They may say, oh, I'm fully covered. Well, they may be, but they don't have enough. For instance, I had a client that pressed the accelerator instead of reverse while backing out of a parking spot that was parked in front of a business. You can guess she went right through the wall, through the window, hit the furniture. Fortunately, there weren't any patrons in there at the time, so that would have been more expense. People think, well, I'm just going to cover the wall for that. No, no, no. It can get messy. They're losing income. They need to pay their payroll. There's business interruption. This can get pricey. We need to let them know where they go, how often they drive, what type of assets they have, so they know and can choose what's affordable to them. Because you don't want to say, gosh, I'm glad I saved that $20 that month when you T-bone somebody and don't have enough coverage. It's just scary.
Well, and the other thing I really like about Castle Insurance Group, and I know this firsthand just from having dealt with them, and that is, you aren't just a bunch of robots. Somebody calls in, they're going to probably talk to a live body. Am I right?
You talk to us all day long. I've talked to a customer that came in 10 times or called 10 times the other day and couldn't believe that we were right there just for her. And that's what we want. We want family. And we want to make you feel like you are comfortable calling with any question or any concern.
And am I right? You can write coverage all across the state of Nevada. Am I right on that?
Yes, we can.
So even in northern Nevada, the rurals, you can write business there and you can help people save money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we do.
Okay. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they find you? Tell me how people can hook up with you.
They can call us at 702-714-1060. And we are located at 7390 West Sahara. We're in suite number 230, and that's in Las Vegas.
And give that number again, because your phone call cut out there just briefly.
Oh, awesome. I apologize. It is 702-714-1060.
1060. Very good. It is always good to visit with you, Jill. I know that now that you guys are all back in your office, you're going to be busy on the phones the rest of the day. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you for having me, Kevin. Take care.
That's Jill Lovino from Castle Insurance Group. And that phone number again, 702-714-1060. Yeah. I loved it that during the pandemic, when everybody was shut in, that they were saving people money. And I'm talking about like hundreds of dollars a year. Imagine having an extra couple of $100 in your pocket right now. Ooh. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Hey, Nevada. This is Ted Nugent. That's right. Ted Nugent full time. I'm calling on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star-earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and build that wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your Assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hi, I'm Sawyer Silberkraus. My dad, Stephen Silberkraus, is running for University Regent. He wants to make sure that every kid like me can get a good education. Please vote for my dad, Stephen Silberkraus, for University Regent. He'll do a good job for you. Paid for by friends for Stephen Silberkraus. I love you, Dad.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. We are in the midst of a primary election, believe it or not. I know the election, they say, oh, yeah, it's June 9th, but it's really not. It's not. It is going on right now. Lisa Song Sutton is a candidate for Congress in CD4 and joins us. Lisa, tell me what it's been like for these past couple of months running for Congress during a pandemic.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. It's just been absolutely incredible. Certainly, there's no blueprint to be able to campaign during Corona. But, you know, our campaign has just been super, super focused on the areas that we can actually, you know, get in effect. So, unfortunately, we weren't able to hold in-person events and we weren't able to go out door knocking during the pandemic. So we went laser focused in on mail, digital, and of course, live calls, getting a chance to still connect with voters and chat with them every single day. But instead of door knocking, we're picking up the phone.
So in other words, instead of having big call banks and call centers making those calls, it's the candidate herself who's actually making the calls in some of these cases.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, certainly been an eye-opening and really exciting part of this whole experience, just connecting one-on-one and having that engagement and hearing from Nevadans, you know, what their frustrations are and what's been going on for them in their daily lives throughout this pandemic.
I want to ask you about a story. It first ran in the Nevada Independent, picked up by AP. Clark County records show a Republican business owner running for a Southern Nevada congressional seat has not voted in 12 years and did not register to vote until late 2017. That candidate is supposedly you. Can you talk a little bit about the story? First of all, are the facts true?
I have previously voted, but was not engaged for the past 12 years. The last time I cast a ballot was in 2008. And I mentioned this in my candidate intro video from July 2019 when I got into this race. You know, at that time, I think like a lot of young people, I felt like my vote didn't matter. So I focused on the things that I felt like I could control, like my career, my local community work. And all that said, you know, I absolutely am very active now and certainly realize more than ever how important it is for all of us to get involved, so much so that I'm stepping up and running for office. And my campaign has been focused on bringing new people to the Republican Party and encouraging engagement from sectors that are usually apathetic, like young people, like minorities, like small business owners. You know, we support Team Trump's initiative in registering new voters, and I'm just so grateful to the many Nevadans who have told me that they're engaging with the political process for the very first time or are re-engaging after an absence because of my campaign.
Does it make it difficult, though, to go to people and say, hey, your vote does matter? You need to get registered. You need to get out and vote. You need to do the mail-in ballot. Does it make it difficult when you're like the poster child of somebody that kind of dropped out of the political system?
Well, we're very transparent and upfront about it, and we just address it head on. I mean, who better to bring in these coalitions of people who generally don't engage than someone who absolutely understands what that feels like? So if we as Republicans hope to take back the majority and flip the House and also secure Nevada for President Trump, he's going to need the coalitions that I'm bringing of people who weren't engaged and active before. Kevin, I don't know if you know, but there are over 1.4 million Nevadans currently not even registered to vote. So my campaign has been very encouraging, a fresh blood party. And frankly, we're going to need that since Democrat registrations, as you know, significantly outnumber us in this district in particular.
Let's talk a little bit about Stephen Horsford, though, because that to me is the ultimate goal. Is to unseat a guy who is a scumbag and who for years lied not just to his constituents but to his wife and his family. Can you talk a little bit about the marital problems, the long affair with Stephen Horsford that was going on? Have you made that a part of your campaign at all, or are you staying away from it?
We were the first Republican candidate to come out as soon as the news broke, where, you know, we were calling for an investigation. And in looking at those actions that Stephen Horsford committed and that 10-year affair that he had going on with the former Harry Reid intern, frankly, all that does is solidify something that we all already knew, which is that his focus is not this district, that we are not a priority, and that the responsibilities of serving this district and serving the people are not at the forefront of what his priorities are and ultimately what he wants to do. And that's why it's just to your point, you know, we have to keep our eye on the ultimate goal, which is a victory in November, not only in this district over Horsford, but also to deliver Nevada for President Trump. And I'm demonstrating firsthand how we can do that, how we can bring new people to this party, how we can get people excited and reengaged. And that's what it's going to take if we're serious about beating Horsford.
This is something none of us have ever experienced, a mail-in ballot in the midst of a pandemic coming out under Governor Sisolak and the Sisolak shutdown. Can you talk about what it's been like for you? And does the messaging need to be different for our candidates today, whether it's Lisa Song Sutton or any of the other candidates in CD4 or any of the other races? Is it different?
Well, you know, with the mail-in ballots, I mean, it's just been so incredibly frustrating because my campaign, and I'm sure, you know, it's probably happened to other candidates as well, our campaign receives messages on social media and email almost daily from voters who send in photos and they say, hey, I received a ballot for a dead person, or I received a ballot for the previous homeowner of the house that I live in now, and I bought this house 3 years ago. I mean, clearly the voter rolls aren't clean, and the fact that the Nevada Democrats pushed to have over 100,000 ballots mailed out to, quote, inactive voters, which just meant that it went out to dead people and to wrong addresses. And, you know, the photos that we've even seen of apartment complexes with their mailroom just filled with abandoned ballots on the floor. I mean, it's completely out of control, and there's been a lot of frustration around there. So for us, our message has absolutely been, you know, make sure that there is much of a paper trail for accountability as possible. So after you complete your ballot and you sign the outside of it, you can mail it in if you wish, but you don't have to. You can go drop it off in person to the election department. And actually, if you go over to lisafornevada.com/vote, we have a list of resources there of drop-off locations according to your county that you can go drop off your mail-in ballot there in person to the election department to ensure that it is received and not tampered with.
Lisa, in our final minute or so, looking ahead to the general election and with the assumption that perhaps you are going to be the nominee and running against Stephen Horsford, if they try and go with a mail-in ballot for the general election, will you object to that?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've also been pushing for voter ID. I mean, at the end of the day, election integrity should not be a partisan issue. And it's just completely baffling and frustrating that the Nevada Democrats continue to make it such. But, you know, what we're really excited about, too, especially in looking forward to the general election, not like I said, not only in the coalitions that I can bring, but also in the national level of support that we've been able to gain. Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, we have this new generation of conservative leadership that is really excited about Nevada and really excited for what we can deliver for the president.
And in our final minute, what do you need at this late juncture from voters, potential voters? What is it you need? You need money? You need yard signs? What? Tell me what you need, what you want.
Well, besides votes, right? You know, certainly at this point in the game, you know, we're 11 days out. I mean, our foot is on the gas pedal, and we've just been, you know, sending out yard signs, doing live calls, you know, extreme engagement with voters. So at this point, you know, head over to lisafornevada.com, click Meet Lisa, you know, learn more about me, and please feel free to reach out anytime. You know, I would love to engage. I'd love to support. And, you know, absolutely, if there's anyone that any of your listeners know who feels like that their vote doesn't matter or that they don't want to get active or engaged, I would love to talk with them because I absolutely understand what that feels like. And we all have to get off the sidelines for 2020.
Lisa, thanks so much. Always good to get with you. Good luck. And we will talk again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Have a great day.
Have a great weekend, too. Lisa Song Sutton, she's got a couple of more weekends to campaign, and then it's the election. It's June 9th, although the election's going on right now with mail-in ballots. Make sure, if you have not already done it, and I haven't done it, I'm going to do it this weekend. Make sure you get that ballot in the mail. Do it this weekend. Get it off your plate. Stick around. We'll check in with Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. Yeah, this should be interesting. How is the governor's shutdown and now on to phase two? It began partially today. It will go into effect on June 4th when the casinos open. Yeah, we'll talk with about that. Pat Casale, is it possible the Republican National Convention is going to come to Nevada after all? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.